The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, Ryan Tubridy with you this Thursday morning. It's the 12th of March 2020 at 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10. Text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. You join my mid-wipe of the desk here with the corona awareness factor very high about the place. So we have the wipes that haven't been nicked I have in my hand, which is handy. And there's a bit of a gel there that also hasn't been stolen, which is nice. And we have that still in the shop, which is good. So a few observations about it all, about the thing. One thing is it's taught us all about hygiene, which is great. How to wash your hands, how not to be touching your face and sneezing, coughing, spluttering around the place and to cover up, all that sort of thing. That's good. The other thing we need to talk a bit about is patience. We're all going to need a little bit more patience. And I say this because I went to a number of shops yesterday and a number of different businesses. And each time I went there, the person behind the counter said that people are panicking a little bit. And with the panic comes impatience. And with that becomes a problem with civility. So we all just need to take a breath and be quite patient with each other, with the people behind the shop counter, whether it's the chipper or the chemist or the supermarket. Just take a breath. We'll get there, right? We're all going to get there. This thing will go away. It's just not nice at the moment, but we have to be nice at the moment. And as somebody said this morning, it's as much an economic thing as it is a human thing. So let's emphasize the humanity thing and the human interaction thing. So patience, hold, think Braveheart, hold. We'll get there and we'll get there together. Now, the second thing I'll say is, and I don't mean to be sanctimonious and preachy, these are just observations from a punter like me wandering around the streets and seeing what I see. The second thing is, we need to be a little less selfish when it comes to the stuff. And by the stuff, I mean the hand gel or the loo paper, all these other things. The tendency for people to grab at things, maybe just for public service, people have left out wipes or hand sanitizer, whatever. People, I want it all, and I want that free stuff, and I want to steal toilet paper. Just, again, hold, calm, take what you need, and leave some for somebody else beside you. And that's all it is. I heard one story from a particular gym around the place that has said to people, your membership will be rescinded if you're seen stealing things or taking hand sanitizer and stuff like that. And they're right. Absolutely. You have to be draconian sometimes and say, you can't do that. You can't be selfish. You can't be cruel. You can't be mean. So it's just the sense of calm, bit of patience, a little less selfish, and we'll get through it together. So we'll all hold hands. We won't hold hands. What am I talking about? We'll all stand a meter apart and walk together into the future. And as I say, we will conquer this through minding ourselves and minding each other. All right. There ended the lesson. Down to business. What do I got for you? Loads in. I like this. Kathleen McMahon was tweeting about restaurants. I have great sympathy at the moment for people in the retail business. The hotels of Ireland need a hug. The restaurants of Ireland need love. The small businesses of Ireland need minding. And this is where we come in. Life does go on and we have to keep motoring along and we need to be shopping local, buying local and supporting our friends and neighbours who are trying to keep a business going. They've been there for decades and decades and decades, and it can't collapse because of this temporal happenstance from hell, albeit briefly. So we just need to keep an eye on each other. And Kathleen McMahon sent one saying, here's a suggestion for people cancelling restaurant bookings. Think about it. Have you cancelled a restaurant booking in the last week or so? If so, she says, why not buy a voucher? Buy a voucher with the money you would have spent and save it for a treat when this is all over. Isn't that clever? You're kind of banking it and supporting the restaurant at the same time. It's one way to save your favourite restaurant from the effects of all of this. I love that suggestion. And while it mightn't put business the way of the restaurant by way of bums on seats, it certainly gives them hope for the future. And that's a lovely suggestion if you're in a position to do that. Of course, not everyone is, but those of you who can, should, and it would be just a nice thing to do. Elsewhere, the Cheltenham continues apace. Like the guy was saying there in the news, it was a bonkers decision by the British to let Cheltenham happen. But so be it. And I hope you all made a few bob. If you are following it, I mean, there's no point in killing the joy. It's happening, so it's there. No point in giving out about it the whole time. But if you are having fun with it. But I remember at the Galway races, sitting beside one Mr. Ruby Walsh. The man cost me a fortune. I was putting a fiver here and a tenner there. I came away completely in the red. So if you happen to be near Ruby, be sure not to take a tip from him, because he's a lousy tipster. Like, he's a lovely fella. You know what I mean? But lousy tipster. I'm telling you. I was kind of looking around going, thanks, Ruby, that's great. Yeah, trying to find his dad. Where's Ted? He'll know. He'll know best. All right. Christy Moore, one of our favourites, has gigs in Kilkenny tonight and Killarney tomorrow. They're cancelled. And you should know that because it's important for all his fans. I know Christy's deeply disappointed that he has to cancel. But I also know that he will be back. And he'll gig like never before as a result of it. So just to let you know that, Kilkenny tonight, Killarney tomorrow, cancelled. Now, if you want to send us a text this morning or an email to say our gig or our thing is cancelled, we'll help you. This isn't just for the big shows. We're here for an hour, so let us know and we'll try and get the word out. So 51551 and email ryan@rte.ie. We are now an island together and more so than ever before. So with that in mind, get in touch. And we'll put the word out, and in terms of advice and calm and patience and selflessness. And as I say, we'll get through it together. All right. We'll keep going. That's another thing, by the way, in the hotels and all that kind of thing. If you don't want to travel abroad, you don't want to get on a plane, like all these zombie planes that are flying around the world with three or four people in them, start booking your holiday at home. I mean, this is the whole point about keep discovering Ireland. Book, shop local again. Go to the west of Ireland. Go to Kerry, go to Donegal, go to Clifton, go wherever you want to go. I know where I'm going. You know where I'm going. But start planning it, because that'll be a problem. We're going to be in this now till the middle of summer and beyond. So start booking your holidays in Ireland. Keep the hotels alive. Keep the restaurants going. Shop sensibly. Shop locally. Donald Trump's cancelled the flights. But not for Ireland and Britain. Ireland and Britain will no longer have to, don't have to worry about flying in and out of the United States, but everyone else does. And Jim Acosta, CNN, of CNN, has a long-standing enmity with Donald Trump. And he asked him about Donald Trump's take on all of this, on the coronavirus, at a press conference yesterday.
Mr. President, why do you say to Americans who are concerned that you're not taking this seriously enough and that some of your statements don't match what your health experts are saying?
That's CNN, fake news. Go ahead, thank you very much.
Some things never change, even in the middle of a virus. Now, what else? How about this? A teenage boy in the UK was at school. And what happened was he bought a tub of Johnson's Child hand wash from his local shop for £1.60. £1.60, it's England. And he heard about the coronavirus outbreak on the radio, so he bought this big tub of this thing. And then he went around to his friends in the schoolyard and he charged them 50p a squirt. Isn't that good? So he made £9. £9. This is 13-year-old guy. He made £9. This was a £7.40 profit. But then a teacher got on to him, because he's a little like Del boy, basically. He went up to the teacher and said, do you want some 50p again? He said, you out. And he was sent home before 11 a.m. And he was caught. But there's something slightly clever in it for all the messing. It's clever. Indian bowlers, meanwhile, the fans of cricket will want to know, both of you will want to know, that Indian bowlers face a dilemma over whether to apply saliva to shine the ball against South Africa, while England players have been asked not to sign autographs or take selfies with fans during the coronavirus outbreak. I tell you what, a guy came at me yesterday with a handout for a handshake, and I swear to God, it might as well have been a knife. I said, don't. I said, I feel rude, but I'm not. I'm standing by what I said about the advice we got on the Late Late on Friday. Do not shake hands. So it's not going to happen. And I say it really respectfully. I know it sounds kind of passive aggressive. It's not. It just, I'm not going to do it for the sake of us all. Meanwhile, asked if the traditional way of shining the ball would be too much of a risk, the Indian star Kumar said, we have thought about this thing, but right now I can't say what we'll do. But then if you don't use saliva, why do you shine the ball? But if you don't shine it, you're bound to bleed runs and people will criticise your performance. There must be a way around that. I don't know what it is, but there must be a way around that. In other news, we have texts coming in from around the country now saying what's cancelled. And these might sound small to you, but they're big to those involved. And there's families involved. So when I tell you that Carlo and Enniscorthy under-11s match is cancelled, that's a whole heap of people. And that's all the aunties and uncles and people who are going to go and attend and the mums and dads who are going to do and the people who put the sports together. That's the lifeblood of the country. So I don't mind telling you that at all. And that the West Cork Drama Festival, another massive one in Rossmore, that's due to start this Friday, that's cancelled. And while I know this sounds like bad news, actually, this is good news. We can't be in these numbers together because we need to protect each other. That's why we are doing all right comparatively with other countries. Newton Shandon Community Bingo is cancelled tonight. That's in Cork. Thanks from Matt Ryan. Fine. Please mention the charismatic prayer meeting that takes place on Wednesday evenings in the Emmaus Retreat Centre in Swords will not be on until further notice. So thanks. Thank you and blessings on you and all the staff. Thank you, Alina Kavanagh. And that's more of it. So keep them coming. We'll read them all out and just save everyone a headache and a journey. And again, minding each other along the way. You mentioned on Wednesday, Des says that you'd like to, you'll complete a book list to tide us over for any forced homestays. I did. May I suggest inclusion of The Plague by Albert Camus? Thanks for that. That's a nice upbeat suggestion, Des. Keeping us, keeping the best side out. I found it an extraordinary book, he says, and most apt in the current situation. Have you read it? No. What did you think? See first answer. Good luck with the task you've set yourself and looking forward to the outcome. Yeah, I will put together the Corona book list. I know it sounds a bit peculiar, but we'll do it. And we'll do a Corona movie list for you as well, just in case you're stuck. And we'll put that together and post it at some point. How about this guy? Dave, he writes to say, I have an awful habit of touching my face and my nose and my mouth unconsciously. I think everyone does it. And never have we been more conscious of it. Any road, I tried on Tuesday to make a conscious effort to stop and it didn't work. And I caught myself about 50 times rubbing my mouth, nose, mouth, eyes, all of it. Hard to stop old habits. So yesterday, Wednesday, before I got dressed in the morning, I put sellotape around both elbows, loosely. Not uncomfortable, except that when you bend your arm, you become aware and it reminds you not to touch your face. And it stopped me from touching my face all day. This is now, I think, the tipping point for the world has gone mad. Sellotaping your elbows. But you know what? If it works for you, Dave, it works for all of us because it means that you're not going to be infecting anyone, let alone yourself, and that's good news. Marion in Limerick was on to say, just a thought I had regarding supporting the task of contact tracing. So that is to say, I presume, if you touch somebody or if you held a hand or whatever it might be, you'd have to see who do they get it from. She says, I suggest that everyone should keep a diary recording the names of close contacts on a daily basis. That's probably quite easy enough to do. This might help speed up one aspect of dealing with the present challenge. Okay, so everyone has a little notebook or put it into your phone or whatever, saying, yeah, said hello to this person, that person, and whatever. Not a bad suggestion at all. Right, more cancellations. Harbour to Harbour Charity Walk in aid of Aware on St. Patrick's Day is cancelled. If your charity Flag Day is cancelled, will you be sure to go online to them and donate that way? If you don't buy a daffodil, or if you can't support Aware that way, their Harbour to Harbour Charity Walk, go online and support if you can. Tomorrow's Liz Stoll's pop-up Gaeltacht is cancelled. The Lantern Bridge Club in Adair County Limerick has cancelled all bridge sessions until further notice, says Kay Cusson. Thank you, Kay. Susan McCann's charity concert in Waters Old Coach Inn in Castle Blaney on this Friday, that is tomorrow evening, is cancelled. There you are. 65 Roses Day on April 10th has gone, I presume that's virtual. Yes, you have it there. Please support people with cystic fibrosis and donate at 65, that's the number, 65rosesday.ie from Cystic Fibrosis Ireland. Okay, and Frank Sutton says, next Monday's meetings of the Clairvoyance Group has been cancelled due to, oh, it's the guy, due to unforeseen circumstances. We'll give you one. You got it. Clonakilty Brass Band annual concert has been cancelled. It's really tough going for everyone, all these cancellations. But it's every cancellation is an uptick for the country. So see the goodness in the disappointment. And this will get us through it. This is all good. As is the news that the Beatles have a documentary from Peter Jackson. Now, the guy gave us They Shall Not Grow Old, one of my favourite history documentaries of the last number of years. So what he's done is he's pulled together a lot of the footage from the Let It Be days, from the studio sessions that have never been seen or heard, some of them, as well as their final live performance on a rooftop in London. It's been restored by the same people who brought us They Shall Not Grow Old, and has the backing of Yoko Ono and Olivia Harrison and Ringo and Paul, which means it's going to be extraordinary. That sounded better than I've heard it in my car for some reason. Just beautiful. That's Get Back from the Beatles, and looking forward to that documentary. No end. God, I had a fierce hankering for a bag of chips yesterday afternoon, and went to one of my local Italians, and they served them up, and a lady came in beside me. She obviously had the same idea, and she was saying she loved the idea of all of the digging out the old board games from the attic or wherever they might be, and just to get ready, because do you think the schools are going to close down? 100% I think they're going to close down. When? I don't know yet, but start getting ready for it so that we're not totally shocked should it happen. Hopefully it doesn't, but I just think be psychologically prepared for the realities of it all. And that's where we come in on the late tomorrow night. We're going to show you how to approach the whole idea of self-isolation. We'll do it in a really practical way. And again, a non-panicky way, but I think it'll be worth tuning in at 9:35 tomorrow for that. And I must play Niall Horan later on, because his new song is coming out and we have this big interview with Niall, which is I think you're going to love too. Right, what else has been cancelled around the country? The road to Roundwood, I know that village well, helping to resettle a family of refugees from the Middle East. It's a fundraiser that's been cancelled, but you can check out roadtoroundwood.ie. We can be virtually charitable. This is the thing. Just because you don't have to pick a daffodil from a cellar on the street, you can still donate and as I say, to your chosen charity. The Drogheda Male Voice Choir have cancelled all practice and concert performances until further notice. So happy to tell you that. The St. Patrick's Day traditional Irish dancing display in Bennettsbridge in County Kilkenny, cancelled. Keep safe, everyone. The 45-car drive that takes place every Friday night in Coachford and Cork in the GAA Hall is cancelled until further notice, says John. I hope this is helping people. I really don't mind reading them all out from all over the country, because I think it's useful for people who don't have access to the necessary ways and means to find out. Could you announce that our Jenny's Smiles fundraiser, due to take place tomorrow in the Castle Court Hotel in Westport, is postponed. Information regarding ticket refunds will follow. Elsewhere, the Daffodil Day cancellation, you reminded me to make a donation 4 minutes and €50 later, job done. Thank you. No, thank you. That's tremendous news. A very generous donation with it. Morris says, regarding that little fellow who charged per squirt of soap, it would be interesting to see where he is in 30 years' time, probably running the likes of Ryanair or some such company on the world stage. Love the entrepreneurial spirit in him. Yep, 13 years old. Whenever I interview those guys who are big, the Ryanairs and Richard Bransons and what's the other guy, Alan Sugar, they always started off selling sweets in the schoolyard. Every time. They generally never make it to Leaving Cert, and they always sell sweets in schoolyard. Now, that's a broad generalisation, but that's been my experience. Do you know who Lizzie Bravo and Gaylene Pleas are? You should. They might be in the Beatles documentary. Pause. They were the two fans who hung around outside Abbey Road and who were brought into studio to sing backing vocals on Across the Universe. Now that you know that, your education is complete. Well, whoever you are, Mr. Beatle fan, thank you for telling me, because I didn't know that. You did hear that Tom Hanks and his wife are in self-isolation in Australia, because they have tested positive for the coronavirus. So that's serious news indeed. Ryan, Be Kind Ireland have cancelled our annual fundraising day in the Blanchardstown Centre, where we sell Living Shamrock in aid of our home in Calcutta, which has 25 orphaned and abandoned boys. BeKind.ie from Brian Flanagan. Thank you, Brian. I mentioned that podcast that I've been enjoying no end, called The Nobody Zone. It's available from where you get your podcasts. It's an RT one, as it happens, but 6 parts, beautifully made and edited, not 10 parts. And it's just super. 4 episodes available, 2 more to come. But I see the good news is it is still top of the iTunes tunes charts in Ireland, top of the iTunes true crime charts, number 3 on Spotify Irish podcast charts, and number 2 in the Irish true crime charts on Spotify too. So it's doing massive business. It got 60,000 downloads in a single day on Tuesday, making it the largest amount of daily download traffic that RT has ever had to one of its podcast feeds, which is tremendous. And 5 expressions of interest in the film rights to the podcast, the Nobody's Own podcast from the US, UK and Ireland. This is a massive success. And I can tell you why, because it's brilliant. And that's why. If you haven't heard it, it's worth a listen and a download. And if you are being corona ready and you're going to be indoors for a long time, that's another thing to be listening to. Listening to En Route to Work yesterday, says Anya in Ballynockan in Wicklow, after dropping my son Finn to school. Oh, this is from Monday's show, right? He's 9 years old, Finn. He thinks you have a fairly entertaining voice. I'll work on it, Finn. He likes how you laugh at your own jokes. Well, Finn, you've got to understand, sometimes when no one else laughs at your jokes, you have to do the laughing for everybody. Come to our office someday and you'll know all about it. Sometimes they have to laugh because they feel that they need to fuel the monstrous ego. And, you know, that's part of the job. They say when they interview researchers and producers here, are you willing to laugh at somebody's jokes a lot, even if they're unfunny? Yes, I am. It's a deal with the devil. Ask your mum about Dr. Faust. Anyway, we move on. Listening to Marion. And Marion had told us a very serious story about her two brothers who were killed by a hit-and-run driver in Belfast. She says, it was utterly heartbreaking. Every time someone coughs now, everyone thinks the worst. She spoke with such strength when she gave a description of each of her brothers' personalities and really gave us a good sense of what they were like as people. It was heartwarming, says Anya, to hear the family still keeping their memories alive. I spoke to my parents afterwards, they're 79 and 81, who had also been listening to the show in Belfast, where I'm from originally. And they both commented on how they remembered the incident being reported on all those years ago. But unfortunately, because of the troubles, these news stories didn't get the same airtime. And the bravery of the boy's mother, who had mass said to forgive the perpetrator, was astounding. So thank you to Marion for sharing this realness. Puts the tinned bean hoarding and toilet roll supermarket malaise into perspective. Well said, Anya. And, you know, that's what the radio does. It makes you reflect on what you're hearing and thinking about the world. Thank you also to Africa Regan for a very thoughtful email on the subject of minding children and their ability or otherwise to take in all of this coronavirus story. And she gave us talked to us, she says, as a secondary teacher, I rarely get the opportunity to listen to radio in the morning, but this morning I did, and you'd like the manner in which we're leading everyone to deal with the unknown challenges which the pandemic will bring. And over the last few days, I wonder why the government, especially the psychologists, never referred to the tools already available to the public. It shows a disconnect. I'd like to stop that gap. I would like to remind all those planning for the pandemic that they are forgetting about a great psychological tool which is already being promoted via our education system, the junior cycle well-being indicators. That's what it's called. And they can be used to alleviate and calm any panic and anxiety. And we'll be talking about that also on the Late Late Show tomorrow night. So for children and advice in that regard. But it's a good piece about not panicking and carrying all out your actions. In other words, carry on. Do everything you were doing anyway. Act responsibly. So go to sources you trust. And I say it, obviously, I'm going to say listen to RT Radio. Listen to the experts that they have on every programme. Watch the 6-1 news or the 9 o'clock news. Watch us tomorrow night. It doesn't matter. It's not an ad. It's fact. We're going to tell you the facts. Worst place you need to be at the moment is online in terms of this and getting misinformation and fake news. So carry out, as they say, don't quote social media willy-nilly. This is from the well-being indicators. And check your facts from the correct websites and speak about things with a responsibility towards others. And stay connected, of course, and talk to other people. And it's all in there in terms of just calm. What's the bottom line is calm. Now, what's this that's just been put in front of me? The Westmeath Bachelor Competition is postponed. God, no. Postponed due to coronavirus. You'll never meet a man now. I mean, it's over in Westmeath. It's over. It's going to be like The Walking Dead in Westmeath. Postponed due to coronavirus. Rescheduled date coming soon. But that's just another. Let's see what else is happening. Desmond Scribbler's Writers Group in Newcastle West, they've cancelled their meetings. And all AA meetings in John of God's Hospital in Stillorgan, where my old man used to work, cancelled until further notice. Please use the AA Ireland website or the phone numbers in the AA dictionary. All these cancellations, to all of you, disappointment aside, well done. You're doing absolutely the right thing. And my poor mother, I had to have a little word with her this morning, because she did that thing that no one's allowed to do now, and really you aren't allowed to do it. It's gone too serious. You can't say, I think it might all be a bit exaggerated. It's not. It's here. It's real. We have to be responsible. We have to be calm, and we have to be kind. That's what it is.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
What a lovely fella. Enjoyed chatting to him. I love all that sort of thing. More cancellations around the country. We're trying to keep everyone in the know here. Please let people know we are not cancelling. How about that one from Fiona and Fiacre? But have come up with a coronavirus-friendly version of our Good Friday event. The Good Run has taken place on Good Friday for the last 5 years in aid of motor neuron charities. But this year it'll happen online. So people will register with us and via an app complete their 5K run alone or in small groups. And we'll share photos through the app. And this way we can all feel part of the event and keep our community in touch. That's a brilliant suggestion. Well done, Fiona and Fiacre. Tonight's Marley Guild ICA Rathfarnham Irish Night cancelled. We'll come back to that in a sec. Just saw a notice on Facebook from the central stores in Greendale, Edenmore and Rosemount offering senior citizens or people with difficulties getting to the shops to phone in their requirements and they will deliver free of charge. That's the kind of spirit we need, says Mick Dunn. Beautiful. Will everyone think about that in your village if you're running the shop or wherever you might be, if you know, if you have a Facebook page or wherever it might be, and to offer that service? Wouldn't that be just the kind thing to do? Meanwhile, the Irish Kidney Association has taken the decision not to proceed with Organ Donor Awareness Week 2020. That's the 28th of March to 4th of April. People are encouraged to support the work of the Irish Kidney Association. They can free text the word kidney to 50300 to donate €4, and they can also donate through the Irish Kidney Association's website. Individuals who wish to support organ donation are encouraged to carry the organ donor card, permitting code 115 to be included on their driver's license, and having the digital organ donor card app on their smartphone. Organ donor cards can be obtained by contacting the Irish Kidney Association. So glad to mention that too. Difficult time for the charities, difficult time for nearly everybody. So all we can do is pull together as a country and try and make it a little easier for one and all. I saw a funny headline there about poor old Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Say that the two fellas running for president, don't stop thinking about yesterday, as opposed to the other song that became such a big hit for William Jefferson about 5 million years ago. At 7 minutes to 10, Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop, and I'll give Niall Horan a spin tomorrow with his new song, as he's on. It'll be featuring on the Late Late Show tomorrow night. Dargle Bridge Club in Bray has suspended club activities until further notice. Check website and text for update. Thank you, Michael. South Dublin Radio Club, Rathfarnham Tuesday Club nights are off until the 7th of April. Radio amateurs can meet up on air on Tuesday nights, and we are a radio club after all. Fair enough, says Adrian in Dublin. And I just saw my reading list, said Paula, for the next few weeks. I bought Hilary Mantel's third part of the trilogy by Thomas Cromwell. So I'll be starting again with Wolf Hall, and I'll just keep going and live in the 1500s for the next little while. You might as well. We all are, in a manner of speaking. And Paul in Whitehall says, my favourite TV programme after Supervet is Salvage Hunters with antique expert Drew Pritchard from North Wales. The programme is Quest at the 4 p.m. with a different recording at 8. And I highly recommend it, having learnt about Georgian and Art Deco style. Thank you, Paul, for that. Now, I must say, thank you for all the texts that we've been reading out, and you can keep us posted. Natasha says, could you read out the text about the sellotape on the elbows again, because I think it has potential to save lives. Sometimes things sound so crazy that we don't try them. However, if this stops people touching their faces, it's a big part of the battle and could save not just thousands of lives in Ireland, but maybe around the world. It's all well and good washing our hands when we get off the bus and so on, but what if we've already touched our faces 50 times while we were on the bus or pushing the trolley in the supermarket? Thanks to that man for sharing what worked for him. Thanks for reading out the tips. He simply wrapped a little bit of sellotape at his elbow so that every time he went to touch his face, it would click almost and make him stop. There you are. Top tips. Easy enough. Okay, mind yourselves, mind each other, and I really mean that sincerely today. Look after yourselves, and we'll do this all again tomorrow between 9 and 10, obviously. Stay tuned to Sean O'Rourke, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.